Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. It's tax season. Are taxes your enemy? Are taxes your friend? We're going to find out today and give you some important updates that every real estate investor needs to know about taxes this year. Today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life. Over the last few years, I've had the privilege of sharing the services of Paradigm Life with you loyal Real Estate Guys Radio listeners through our website, www.beyourbank.com, and also on the annual Investor Summit at Sea. Subsequently, we have seen a variety of financial situations across the socioeconomic spectrum and how everyone, regardless of their situation, would improve their financial lives by following the system we specialize in. As a result of this experience, we have created an online e-learning system so anyone without obligation can learn about the infinite banking concept. This free e-learning program is found on our website, www.beyourbank.com. So check it out today. The website again is www.beyourbank.com.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. I'm Robert Helms. Let's meet our co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know what? It is not our favorite time of the year, but it's a good time of the year. And one of the things we have to really deal with this time of the year is the ever-changing taxes.
Any day you wake up, any time of the year, and there's not a white chalk line around your body, it's a good time of the year.
Absolutely. And you know, taxes, people complain about taxes, but one of the paradigms we like to break at our events is we ask people how many of you would like to pay less in taxes, and all kinds of hands go up. And then we say, really? How many of you want to pay more in taxes? And my hand goes up and your hand goes up and a few other hands go up. And people look around, who would want to pay more in taxes? Well, obviously, the more you pay, the more you're making. I tell people I want to pay as little as legally possible. I want to take advantage of every tax deduction there is, every tax incentive there is. But at the end of the day, I don't want to focus on paying less in tax. I'm happy to pay a lot in tax. Thankfully, real estate is an asset class that allows us to invest and get tax incentives almost at a zero effective tax rate. But still, the mindset isn't to pay less in taxes. The mindset is to make more money.
Well, I mean, that's largely true with anything. I mean, just a basic mindset of being an investor or being an entrepreneur means you are going to be spending money. You're going to be investing money. And so you need to demand a return on investment. Now you think, oh yeah, but how can I get a return on investment on my taxes? Well, if you use the tax code strategically, as we're going to discover today, there are opportunities to actually use the tax code to make you money. And to your point, Robert, real estate offers among, if not the top, tax benefits available, especially if you're interested in developing a portfolio of passive income generating investments. And so real estate is great for that.
It sure is. And taxes, for most people, are an afterthought. They live their life. They go through their financial year, they put all their receipts in a box, or they have a file from their computer on a thumb drive, and they walk into their accountant's office and say, here, do my taxes. The problem with that is that you didn't ever consult your tax professional about the things you could have done during the year differently. So we take a different approach. We think that tax planning should be aggressive. And that doesn't mean that you're going to try to take every single possible questionable tax deduction. No, you're going to seek counsel. But the aggressive part is that you're taking the reins. You're the one who is going out and deciding how to make your finances stack up.
Right. The carpenter's motto of measure twice, cut once really applies to your financial planning. And it's not just tax planning. It could be your estate planning. I mean, it's awfully hard to fix your estate plan after you're dead.
Right.
Right. And so that's something you have to pay attention to. It's awfully hard to fix your asset protection plan after you've been sued.
Right.
It's awfully hard to put in your identity protection plan after you've lost your identity. It's just common sense to be proactive instead of reactive. And that's step number one. And the key to being proactive is really being aware of what's going on. And so you have to be plugged into sources of information. Obviously, if you're listening to a show like this, you're one of those kind of people, and that's great. And we're going to bring you some great information today.
So at this point in the show, we should obviously point out that Russ and I are not tax professionals. We're not accountants. We're not enrolled agents.
We're not even all that smart.
No, we're not. So what do? When we have a tax question or concern, we get around someone who knows what they're doing. And today we're going to talk to CPA Tom Wheelwright. Tom is an interesting guy because he's probably one of the world's few right-brained accountants. The left side of your brain is the analytics and the numbers and engineering and all that, and the right side, the creativity and the, you know, big picture and all that. Well, Tom is more of a big picture guy who is in a small picture industry. And so he is very much on the front end of what we're talking about, educating people as to what's possible and to understanding tax code, because at the end of the day, the tax code is your friend.
Right. I do think there's probably two or three different components. You know, when you're out there looking for someone who's going to be your tax advisor, right? It's got to be somebody who serves customers that are similar to what you do. In other words, they get you. They specialize in your specific area. The tax code is enormously complex. So if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a real estate investor, there are certain provisions of the code that you really need to be a master of in order to take full advantage of it. And people who have a practice designed to serve that is great. The other thing that you're going to be looking for is someone who is actually wanting to see you understand. It's not really, in my opinion, a great position to be in when someone is always telling you what to do, but basically instead teaching you how to think. And the difference is that, especially when it comes to taxes, on a day-to-day basis, you are painting the picture with your financial decisions that is going to become your tax situation at the end of the year. And to our point earlier, you can't go back necessarily and repaint that picture after you've painted it. So you really do kind of have to have an idea going ahead. And that means you're going to have to invest some time learning this subject. We know it's super sexy to learn how to force equity and generate income and cut deals and get found equity and do all the things that we talk about to make money. Making money is so much more fun than cutting expenses. But there are three areas that you can always usually go after in your financial statements. It's taxes, interest, and insurance, because those are the things that you must have. And ultimately, you do want to pay more for, but you want to reduce the amount you pay as a percentage of your overall income and net worth. You know, that's the paradigm break that Robert talked about at the top of the show. But all of that is going to require education. So a good tax advisor is also going to be a committed educator. And that's one of the things I like best about Tom Wheelwright.
When we come back, you'll get a chance to hear from CPA Tom Wheelwright right here on the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Hills.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Memphis, Tennessee is a market that delivers in more ways than one. As home to FedEx, Memphis is one of the largest distribution hubs in the world. That means working class jobs. No wonder Memphis is one of the best cash flow real estate markets in America. And the guy in Memphis who can deliver great, affordable cash flow turnkey properties is Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com. And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com. That's turnkey@realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hi, this is Kim Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Woman, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
And welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're in the middle of tax season, so it's time for us to talk to a tax professional, our favorite energetic tax CPA, Mr. Tom Wheelwright. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's hard to get your time during tax season, but we sure appreciate it. And there's a lot going on, and people are getting ready to, you know, do their annual ritual. What are some of the things, Tom, people need to remember?
Well, I'd say there are two big things that I make sure that people remember. Number one is tax returns are all about documentation. They're all about what documents do you have, what do you provide, because your tax preparer can't do anything that you don't give him. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is, who's your tax preparer? I mean, the reality is people tend to think that whether I go to H&R Block or whether I go to Ernst & Young, it's all the same thing. But it's not the same thing, as you know. It's a matter of, what's the purpose of your tax return preparation? Is this something that all they're doing is documenting what happened last year? Or are they actually going to reduce your taxes? They can reduce your audit risk, chances of getting an IRS audit. The reality is, you get the right tax preparer, you can both reduce your audit risk and substantially reduce your taxes just on the tax return.
It's such a good point. You know, I've learned over the years that when you try to save money by hiring the cheapest, it never works out well, right? When you hire the best, it not only saves you money, it makes you money. One of the things you've talked about for a long time is, taxes aren't the enemy. Taxes are one of the tools we have to help us create wealth.
No, that's exactly right. The tax law is just a series of incentives. That's all it is. For business owners, for investors, heavily on the investor side. If you treat your advisors the way you treat your real estate, like it's an investment, then you know nobody wants to go into real estate and say, well, I just want the cheapest thing possible. Okay, that's what I want. What you want is, you want what gives you the best cash flow possible. And if it doesn't matter what it costs, as long as the return is there. Well, the same is true with an advisor. You know, if you're looking at your advisors, is there an expense? Then of course you want to reduce the cost. But if you're looking at the advisors as, this is an asset, it's a whole different animal. Now you want to actually say, okay, where do I get my best return on my investment? Is it TurboTax? Probably not.
Right.
Or is it a really good CPA firm? Probably so. Not always, but probably so. So, you know, take a really good look at who your advisors are, and the whole mindset over advisors is just, it's huge. If you can get your arms around, advisors should be making you money. That's a whole different mindset. It's just like you were saying, the tax law should be making you money. It should not be something putting you in the poorhouse.
You know, we meet a lot of folks, Tom, who are real estate investors, and maybe they had a tax person, whether that was an enrolled agent or a CPA or a firm, who was doing their taxes before they became real estate investors. Now, all of a sudden, they've got a few properties, and they share with us that, you know, I'm not sure I have the right tax person, but there's this trepidation about changing to a tax person who's prepared your returns for so long. What would you say to someone who has changed their financial picture?
Well, you know, it really is a lot like changing doctors. You know, if you've had a doctor, you've had a general practitioner who's been your doctor for a long time, and your health changes. If you keep going to that doctor, it may not be the right thing. You may need a specialist. The same thing is true in the tax law. The tax laws, quite frankly, at least as complicated as the human body. I don't think anybody would say that the tax law is simple.
It's bigger than the human body, it seems. My goodness.
So when you have something that complex, you're going to need specialists from time to time. For example, if you're going to go do estate planning, you want an estate planning specialist, right? You don't want somebody who does 1040 EZs for a living to do your estate plan. That's probably not a good idea.
Right.
Well, the same thing is true is when you're starting to invest in real estate, you're going, wait a minute, is real estate a specialty? And I can tell you that real estate is a very complicated specialty in the tax law. I mean, there are literally hundreds of provisions that are specific for real estate. And I see all the time, I was just talking to somebody the other day, a couple of partners that they have done like 1,500 turns, you know, fix and flips. They've done, you know, they bought hundreds of rental properties. And yet they're just now thinking about, well, gee, maybe I need somebody who actually specializes in real estate. So it's kind of like, well, I had a heart attack. So I took some aspirin and went to my doctor, and he said, well, you know, take some more aspirin, or you can go to a cardiologist.
Right.
Right. I mean, and that's the question is, how, part of it is, how serious are you about your real estate investing? You know, if you're serious about your health, you're going to go to a really good, you know, specialist. If you're serious about your investing, you're going to go to a really good advisor.
And if I'm the person who's just getting started in real estate investing, is it ever too early to go to a tax person that understands real estate? Shouldn't I be looking down the road in advance as far as I can?
Well, that's like saying, is it ever too early to have a good doctor? Is it, you know, is it ever too early to have a good health specialist? And I don't think it is. I mean, I'm a big believer in preventative medicine.
Yeah.
You know, and in natural medicine. Do I go to somebody who's going to keep me healthy, or do I go to somebody who's only going to take care of me when I'm sick? Okay, so I think that combination of the medical profession, the MD, and the naturopath, that's an important combination to have, because one's keeping you healthy, one's fixing you when you're sick, right?
Yep.
The same is true when you get into tax. Do you start with somebody, you know, maybe you do. Maybe the person you're working with right now is fine for one or two rental properties that are little small single family homes. They probably are. I mean, they ought to be able to handle the basics, you know, if they can handle your tax return. The reality is, if you're going to be a professional investor, that's a whole different animal. So if your goal is, we always look at, what are you planning to do? What's coming up for you? If you're planning to hold one or two pieces of real estate and that's all your plan for the rest of your life, stay where you are. Okay, seriously. But if your plan is to become a professional investor, go to a professional advisor. Okay, those two, I think, seem to work together.
We're here in the first quarter, and 2014 is in the books, but there are some things people can still focus on for their 2014 taxes, even though it's already Q1. What are some of those things, Tom?
Particularly if you're in real estate, okay? Because there are things we can do, amazingly retroactive in real estate. One of the big ones is a cost segregation, which I know you guys are really familiar with, but a lot of real estate investors, it's shocking to me how few real estate investors know about the cost segregation, which is simply the way the IRS tells us to get more depreciation, get more deductions out of our real estate. That's it. That's all cost segregation. It's just a matter of breaking down your property between your land and your building and your contents and your land improvements. What a lot of people don't understand is that their accountant's probably not doing that for them. You have to hire a specialist. Under the IRS audit manual, you have to hire a professional to do that cost segregation. This is not something you do on your own. It's not something your normal tax preparer is going to do. Okay? We even hire that out to a specialist from our firm. So that's something, though, that you can do retroactive to when you first bought the property. And you can do it, and it's a catch-up. So you can end up with, we've seen clients that were serious real estate investors that they picked up $1 million in tax savings in 1 year. And you can do that for your 2014 tax return in July of 2015. So it's a huge benefit. There's some other things. One of the things we're going to talk about on the cruise are the new repair regulations, which are huge for real estate investors. Every real estate investor is going to have to file a change of accounting method this year on their 2014 tax return.
Okay, so say that again. If you weren't paying attention because you know taxes are topic, say that again, Tom.
Every real estate investor is going to have to file a change in accounting method on their 2014 tax return and probably multiple changes of accounting methods. So it's a Form 3115. It's a big, long form. For most people, it's bigger than the rest of the return put together. And they're going to have to file more than one of them. And every single real estate investor, the IRS has said, is required to do that. What's more, every business owner is probably going to have to do it, because if you lease an office, if you lease a space, you're also required to do that. It's a huge change in the tax law. And then on top of that, of course, we have the Affordable Care Act, right, which has huge impacts. So this will be a very interesting filing season. The IRS actually expects that this will be their most difficult filing season since the mid-80s.
So this is a big change, and obviously it affects more than just real estate investors, but we need to know about this. Now, this is a one-time change, or is this something that's going to change how we report going forward?
It's a one-time change. It's a retroactive catch-up. And we're going to change how we report going forward.
All right.
Okay, this is a regulation that the IRS issued the last couple of years. They've been working on it. This is the 1 year that we have an opportunity, kind of a free pass at it, to make our change. Okay, if you don't make the change this year, it's going to be way worse in the future. So it's very important that goes to your previous question, is can anybody do real estate tax returns? And in this case, this is such a complex area, I would say absolutely not. If you've got any kind of real estate this year and your accountant does not understand real estate and these new repair regulations, you're going to be in a boatload of hurt, because they're not going to know how to do this change.
Our guest today is certified public accountant Tom Wheelwright, and we're talking about the new reporting changes for real estate investors. We'll find out more, including the thinking behind the change, when we come back. We'll also give you a chance to win Tom's great book, Tax-Free Wealth, as we play Real Estate Trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms. And if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits. The beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforest, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world. And while U.S. real estate continues to drop, Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Simon Black from SovereignMan.com, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program in our 19th year of traditional radio broadcast and the number one downloaded podcast on real estate investing. It's tax season. We probably don't have to remind you of that. And CPA Tom Wheelwright is our guest today. We're discussing what every real estate investor needs to know about the new tax code changes and how you can use the tax code to your benefit. Before we get back to the interview with Tom, it's time to play real estate trivia. That's your chance to win a prize by knowing today's trivia question. In just a minute, I'm going to give you a real estate trivia question that has something to do with tax. As soon as you think you know the answer or want to take a guess, you're going to send us your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. The first person with the right answer is going to win a copy of Tom's great book, Tax-Free Wealth. Lots of great nuggets of information in that book. Before we give you this week's trivia question, last week on The Real Estate Guys, we had Robert Kiyosaki on the program talking about his new book, Second Chance, and we asked this, which Hawaiian island did Robert Kiyosaki grow up on? Well, the answer, the Big Island of Hawaii. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. How many U.S. states impose an income tax on individuals? Not every U.S. state charges income tax to individuals, but many do. How many? That's the question. If you know or want to take a guess, send it off to us quickly to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name and your physical mailing address so that if you're the winner, we can send you a copy of Tom's book, Tax-Free Wealth. That's today's real estate trivia question. Tom, let's talk about the thinking behind the new tax reporting change for real estate investors. This really is a sweeping change in many ways. What's the big level of thinking behind it?
So the big level, the big deal is that for years and years and years, how you determined whether something was an expense or an asset, okay, in other words, something you had to depreciate over a number of years, depended really on a lot of case law. There weren't really clear guidelines from the IRS. There was a lot of court cases, and you kind of followed the guidelines, and you followed general accepted accounting principles to start with, and then you go to the court cases. The IRS decided we need some really clear guidelines, and so they did. I actually think they've done a pretty decent job of the guidelines. I think some people will find that their expenses have gone down, which means their taxes have gone up, right. And other people will find that their expenses will go up. And their taxes will go down. So there's going to be winners and losers in this, like any tax change. But in this case, there really are going to be some serious differences for some people. And some of them are going to be really good. And some of them, some people are going to, they're going to be pretty sad come April 15th.
Yeah. And of course, you don't have a lot of control over the new change. I know as a professional, you're always staying up to date with the changes. And tax law is immense. How far down the road do you get to see when changes like this are afoot?
We do get some notice on this. I mean, because we watch. So if it's a legislative change, what most people don't understand is that there's a list of tax law changes of about 100 to 200 tax law changes, and that list gets added to and changed every year. But it's there. That's what Obama's going off of. That's what the House Ways and Means, Senate Finance, they're all going off this list, basically. Okay, so certain things go on, certain things come off. When they need a revenue raiser, they go, oh, here's a revenue raiser. You know, and things move up the list. So it is pretty easy, actually, to predict what's coming from a tax law change standpoint, as long as you're following that, okay, what's going on in the tax law. From a regulation standpoint, typically we have plenty of time because a regulation first will be proposed and they'll get comments from the professionals. And then, you know, they'll work with it, and typically takes 2 to 3 years. This one's been in the really in the hopper for the last several years. I mean, it takes a long time to write regulations. They've got some new regulations coming out that would also have a big impact on real estate with regards to debt, and how debt is treated for real estate. We're really hoping that those ones don't come to pass, because they would just screw the whole thing up. But you do. You actually should have plenty of time to prepare for this. We've been learning these regulations for the last couple of years, so we're ready to go with them. But I'll tell you, it is a it's serious continuing education.
Another argument for having the right advisor, that's for sure. So we are super excited to have you coming back with us. It's our 13th annual Investor Summit at Sea. You've been on a couple of these with us. Because we've picked a cruise that sails right in the middle of tax time, you're not actually able to attend the entire thing, unfortunately, but you're going to be there for the kickoff. Tell us what people are going to learn when they get to hear your talk on the summit.
Well, and it's always a pleasure to be there. I wish I could be on the entire cruise, but like you say, you know, we do it in March. That's a little problematic for those of us who have professional tax practices. We're going to talk about how to reduce your taxes in real estate. I mean, that's really the key. Real estate is one of the great tax shelters, probably the single greatest tax shelter in any country. So not just the U.S., but any other country too. So, you know, people who don't live in the U.S. ought to come on the cruise. Don't think that, you know, what we're going to talk about from a tax standpoint doesn't apply to you, because taxes are fundamentally the same in every country. So we're going to look at, okay, how do you use real estate to reduce your taxes? How do you get that tax hit on your cash flow down as low as possible? And, you know, a lot of professional real estate investors, they get the right advice and they do things right. They literally can reduce their taxes pretty close to zero, if not all the way to zero. And that's what we're going to talk about. We'll talk specifically about these new repair regulations. We'll talk about cost segregations. We'll talk about 1031 like-kind exchanges. We'll talk about Obama's proposal to tax capital gains when you die,
yeah,
which is a fascinating one. And if we want to, we can, you know, if we have interest, we can even talk about the carried interest rule, which is something that Obama, basically, if you're a developer, it affects you significantly, because it basically would convert capital gain back to ordinary income, which nobody likes that conversion. That's the wrong direction.
Right.
We'd all like to convert ordinary income to capital gain. So we'll talk about certainly the tax proposals, because that's a big issue. Both Congress, the Senate, and the administration all have said that tax reform is top on their list. So we will see something go on this year. So we can talk about legislation. And we'll certainly talk about what can you do this year, in other words, in 2015, to reduce your 2014 taxes.
Now, you'll be kicking off on our first day, and we've set up the day so people have some time to ask questions, because everyone's situation is different. And that's the interesting thing when you talk tax. We can talk generalities, which are important, that the tax code's written to save us money, right, and to induce us to do the right behaviors. But everyone does have a different situation. A couple years back, we had what we called the big asset class debate, where we had folks representing all the asset classes. Remember that?
That was fun.
It was great. We had stocks, we had gold, we had oil, we had commercial real estate, we had residential real estate, we had international real estate. And then Tom came up and talked after each of the proponents of the asset class came up and gave their pitch. Tom came up and talked about the tax benefits or not of the various asset classes. And that just got my mind going to that. We always pick an investment based on return. A big part of the return has to do with how it's taxed. So if you don't know tax, you don't know return.
Well, of course. I mean, consider that the average person, their tax rate's right around 40%. Their income tax rate's right around 40%. Between federal, state, and then if you add in employment taxes, et cetera, I mean, it can get way up there. It can get up in the 60, 70% range. So if you look at 40%, if you got a 10% return after tax, that's a 6% return. Okay, but with the tax law, you can take a 10% return and actually turn it into a 14% return. So you can go the other direction as well. So taxes are the single biggest impact on an investment. You know, I mean, once you get past cash flow, right? I mean, cash flow is number one, but number two, right close behind, is the taxes. And it's also the easiest one to change. What we like to say is that if you want to change your tax, you just have to change your facts. And so, you know, our job as advisors is to help you know what facts to change and how to go about those changes so they don't have an impact on your life. You don't want to do things for tax purposes.
Right.
But you want to do things that on a daily basis are going to reduce your taxes, because then you put more cash flow, you can make more investment in real estate. You can go on more cruises. You know, there's all sorts of things you can do when you have that cash in your pocket instead of sending it to Uncle Sam.
There are still a few cabins left on the Investor Summit at Sea. Come on out and spend some time with Tom Wheelwright. For the folks that just can't make it with us this year, Tom, you guys offer a lot of education, a lot of value add. Talk a little bit about what you do at ProVision.
We do. We're very unusual in the CPA world because
first of all, he's a CPA that actually makes sense and you can talk to and you don't fall asleep when you sit next to the guy. But that's not the only thing.
No, we're very big on education. We believe that the more our clients understand, the better they understand their tax and their tax situation, the lower their taxes will go. And so we do. We have over 40 courses on how to reduce your taxes and how to build wealth. We do a monthly call. Actually, two of them, twice a month, we do a call where it's a question and answer, and I do the call. So it's question and answer with me. We also do, we have an Ask Tom Online where you can ask unlimited questions via email, and I'll answer those too. So it's really a combination of get the education and get the advice. So those two go hand in hand. And the challenge that most people have is their advisors are just giving them advice and never giving the education. And the problem with that is that every day, everything you do, every dollar you bring in is either taxable or not. Every dollar you spend is either deductible or not. Okay? So you're the one doing it. You're the one dealing with those taxes every time you get that money. You're dealing with those taxes every time you spend that money. And how you do that is going to have a huge impact on your bottom line via taxes.
All right, good stuff. And if you haven't already read Tom's great book, Tax-Free Wealth, I would add that to your reading list for this year. Tom Wheelwright, thank you for your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Miami.
Thanks very much. Can't wait.
You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. More when we come back. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
If you've been listening to the Real Estate Guys for a while, then you've heard about the legendary Investor Summit. Simply put, it's the highest level event we do, and the content, faculty, and attendees are amazing. If you're serious about taking your real estate investment to the next level, consider joining us. You'll spend an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals, and you'll have a blast. Join Peter Schiff, Ken McElroy, Tom Hopkins, and the Real Estate Guys for the 13th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. It all begins March 5th, 2015 in Miami, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and reserve your spot. The event is more than 80% sold out, so make plans to join us. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 13th Annual Investor Summit. Don't miss the boat.
Are you still sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out when and where you're going to buy those investment properties? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Atlanta, Georgia is still on sale, but you better act fast because the deals are almost gone. Hey, this is Ken Corsini with Georgia Residential Partners, and I want you to know that there may not be a better investing opportunity than Atlanta right now. Listed as one of the fastest growing markets in the country, both in terms of jobs and population, Forbes predicts 26% appreciation over the next 3 years. At Georgia Residential Partners, we sell turnkey, cash-flowing investment properties. We also sell wholesale properties at insane discounts. We're launching a new home construction product this summer as well. And if you're still nervous about stepping out into another market, I will personally partner with you on a small portfolio of homes, if that's what it takes. Don't wait any longer. Check us out at gainvesting.com or call our office at 770-924-5450. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, and have more delight and excite in your future than in your past, keep listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Always entertaining, fun, and informative to get around, Tom Wheelwright.
You know, one of the things that I love is his attitude. You know, the attitude that taxes are fun, taxes are your friend, taxes are a tool to make you wealthy. You know, I've learned that when we go into a new town and we don't know anybody and we're trying to get connected and we're trying to figure out where the opportunities are, one of the things I really love about working with you, Robert, is when we go into those situations, you tell yourself, you tell me, this is going to be a great day. We're going to meet the right people. Everything is going to happen just the way it needs to happen, but we don't know what's going to happen. But when you go in and you set your expectation in such a way that you believe that you are going to see the opportunity when it's in front of you, I really think that's an important mindset. Because if you approach the tax code as though it is a burden, as though it is a challenge, as though it is a difficulty, it's going to be that, right? You get to choose. Your attitude really does reflect a lot. And so in addition to his technical expertise and the specialty areas of his practice and the fact that he's a dedicated educator and all those things, I really love the enthusiasm for the tax code and viewing it as a tool to make you wealthy.
When you're putting together your team, all the members of your team, everyone that helps you in implementing your real estate goals, you really want to make sure you've got the right people. And that's not just in terms of competence. That's in terms of the methodology they use to work. It's in terms of the way you get along, your personality types. You know how you work. You know how you interact with people. And you always want to ask yourself when you have a team member, a prospective new team member, is this someone I can get along with? Do I respect this person professionally? Am I going to be able to take their advice? Are we going to have a good basis for a long-term relationship? And that's critical.
Right. Well, I mean, you mentioned the word team. And I think that's also critical too, because as the quarterback of your financial team, you've got to make sure that all your team members actually can play together. I mean, it's great that they get along with you, but do they get along with each other? Your tax advisor is going to spend time with your asset protection person. Your asset protection person and insurance people are going to work closely together. Your estate planner is going to, they're all going to be working together. And so it's really important that you get someone who is interested in working as a team and not just being a lone ranger and basically is cooperating. And the other thing too, when you're looking for a great tax advisor, is to think about who they're already connected to. Sometimes you can make one good recruit onto your team and get a whole team or a sub team all in one interview. And so part of the interview process when you're talking to a prospective provider like a tax advisor is tell me a little bit about the people you are associated with in these other areas, these slots I have to fill, and do you think those people would be a good match for me? That's a great way to shortcut how quickly you can build a team that will gel and really work for you effectively.
Now, I will tell you this. We got a call from Tom Wheelwright, who has been on the Investor Summit at Sea with us twice before. And he said, guys, I just can't make it this year because it's right in the middle of tax season, as much as I'd love to come. But it's so important that your real estate investors know this new information. What would you say if I just flew out for the day and I came and I taught before the ship left the port, because we do an entire day and a half on land before we get onto the boat? And I said, oh, Tom, that would be amazing. And so Tom is going to be joining us for the 13th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. And I think there's a really important distinction to understand. And this is really context. The content that you just heard and the follow-up content that people coming to the summit are going to learn is going to be important. The IRS issues content. The context is, where are you right now and how is this going to apply to you? And even more importantly, coming to hear Tom speak will give you the content, but hanging around with 100 or more other real estate investors to talk about how you and they are going to implement that is going to be gold.
This is exactly the thing. In Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich, he brings up one of the common denominators of successful people, and that is they are involved in mastermind groups. They associate with other people who are dedicated to the same achievement or accomplishment that they're dedicated to, and they spend time brainstorming on how are we going to solve whatever challenges or problems or take advantage of whatever opportunities are out there. And so imagine this. You sit down, and you can get the content anywhere, right? You can Google, you can find information. The world is full of information. What it's lacking is wisdom, and wisdom comes from experience, you know. So you can read a book, or you can hear a piece of information, you can watch a TV show, you can get a piece of information from someplace. But when it comes down to how can I use that strategically to benefit me in my unique situation, a lot of that is going to come from, well, what's happened in the past and what have I learned from what I've done in the past and what works and what doesn't work and what looks good on the chalkboard and what works in the real world. Imagine being able to hear Tom speak, be able to raise your hand and ask questions, because, you know, in our environment, it's only going to be about 150 people. There's enough room to do some interaction. And then the big part is then you get on a cruise ship and you spend a week at sea with 150 other people who all are active investors at the highest level. and they have heard what you've heard, and you're going to brainstorm with them about how are you going to use what you've heard to either mitigate your risk or increase your opportunity. And imagine just the power of one good idea and what that one good idea would be worth if implemented coming off that ship at the end of the week.
Yeah, and it's a little different this year for us because normally most of the faculty is with us for the entire week. And that's still the case for most of the faculty. But this year we have the great opportunity to hang out with Tom Wheelwright for a day, day and a half. We also have the opportunity to hang out with Robert and Kim Kiyosaki for a few days.
And bonus time.
As we announced on last week's show, they're coming back. They've always wanted to come back on the summit. They were with us in 2012. They have incredibly busy schedules, and they couldn't quite get to the ship before it leaves, but they're going to join us in port, and we're going to have just a great time. And it's not, again, about what you hear from the front of the room. That's important. What's way more important is the conversations you have afterwards.
Yeah, we create these environments for this exact purpose, for people who are absolutely dedicated to personal growth, personal development, expanding their network, expanding their ability to take information and convert it into actionable strategy. You create environments where smart people can get together in these mini mastermind groups or these mega mastermind groups that we create, where you get to interact with an eclectic group of faculty, which you'd never find anywhere else. I mean, where else can you see Peter Schiff and Robert Kiyosaki talk about the predictions? Those are two guys, as we mentioned last week, that both saw the last real estate crash coming, who both think another crash is coming, and who both believe there are ways to profit from it. What would that be worth to see the two of them sitting there together talking about it? We're going to have that. I'm thrilled. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. Now, having said that, I think we have one cabin left. So at this point, who knows, maybe none. But if you're thinking about coming, stop
Run
thinking
to
about
the back
it.
Of the radio.
It's not that, folks. It's just there's so many cabins on the ship, and we got lots of them filled by fabulous people. We'll do our best to make room for you. Just go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on the button that says Summit, and you can learn all the details. Of course, coming up in May, we're doing one of our favorite things. We're going back to Dallas for a field trip.
Yeah, and again, same thing. You know, it's one thing to study charts and graphs and market demographics, and there's all kinds of information available. But what does all that mean when you're boots on the ground, standing there in a town that you've never been in before, and you know what the employment and the net in-migration, you know who the major employers are, and you get the major industries, you kind of know what the tax and legal environment is, a lot of things like that. Right? But then now you're talking to people who actually have their thumb on the pulse. They're active in the market on a daily basis. They know the hot neighborhoods. They know where the waiting lines are and where you have to spend bonuses to get people into your units. They know where all the bodies are buried, if you will, where the gang wars are and all that kind of stuff. And then how does a professional investor look at a marketplace and decide, is this a market for me? And which submarkets do I want to be in? And then how do I actually work with a team member to find those rare properties that are going to be the best performers? Those are the types of things we cover. And what do we normally take? Maybe 25 to 40 people top, sometimes as little as 15. Lots of interaction, lots of opportunity to interact both with the faculty, the local experts, and the other investors who have come from all over the place, many times outside of the country, and they bring in unique perspectives about what they see, and it's rubbing your brain against other people's brains. That's the magic of live events.
Going into a market to try to learn it by yourself is tough. Going in with a partner, a little easier. Going in with 10 or 20 people, so much better, because they'll think of things that you won't. They'll ask questions you wouldn't have, and it becomes a really great interactive exercise. We love doing it, and we've got a lot of field trips coming up. We're going to Belize, one of our favorite places in the world. Go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on events, and you'll see all the things that we've got going on and places you can come hang out with the real estate guys.
Yeah, I do, and I do have to say this. If it sounds like this is a little bit of an infomercial, please understand. I'm guessing you probably decided to listen to this podcast because you were looking for great information to help you become a more successful real estate investor, right? That's what this show's dedicated to. We're telling you what we think you need to do to become a successful investor. If you think it's about us and, you know, filling up a bus full of people, then go on somebody else's tour. That's okay.
Absolutely.
But get up and get out, go to conventions, go to conferences, get involved in your local meetup groups, talk to other investors, not just real estate investors. One thing we've learned over the last 5 years is talk to people who invest in other things also for two reasons. Number one, they have a different perspective on economics and what's going on and where the opportunities are. Number two, and especially if you ever think you might want to raise money to do a deal, you're going to have to know how other financial opportunities work in order to recruit that money into your project. You're actually competing, if you will. In other words, if somebody says, well, I'm all about the stock market and their money's in the stock market, and you say, hey, I'm all about real estate, I think real estate's better, and they ask you, well, why is that? And you say, well, because it gives tax deductions. And the person says, oh, well, I can do such and such, say, with municipal bonds. And you're like, oh, I didn't even know that. I mean, you have to have a little bit of an understanding. So the point is, get out there, get engaged, talk to other investors, listen to the content, but get involved in how you can put together strategies that allow you to implement the content and actually own more real estate.
Hey, big thanks to Tom Wheelwright for sharing his great information and his time with us today. We'll look forward to seeing him in Miami, and you too. Go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on Summit. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and I'm very excited that I'll be joining the Real Estate Guys for their Investor Real Estate Summit at Sea. And please join us out there. And the reason I recommend the Real Estate Guys Investor Summit at Sea is because you'll be joining myself, my advisors on all this. I think it's 5 or 6 days of intensive. You're getting to know the real people who are doing the real deals. So this is a great time. I'll be out there. Join me, join my advisors, join my friends. Join the real deal. Join the Real Estate Guys Investor Summit at Sea, and I'll see you out there. Thank you very much.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.